We at Dead Air are never really sure if listeners are enjoying the program.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
We apologize for Bill. He can get pretty emotional from time to time. Dead Air.
Did I just walk onto the set of a 70s game show?
You did. Yes, you
actually
did.
Actually, you did. You did.
If you don't join the chat room at Dead Air and KCR every Thursday night from 7 to 9 when we record our podcast, you miss things like Space Boy deep-throating a cupcake for all the world to see.
It was a happy birthday.
It was chocolate.
It was a really happy birthday.
What's it look like
and all
go
of
back.
A sudden...
Hey, there's only room enough.
He deep-throated a chocolate cupcake
for one person to make racial jokes, and that belongs to me.
What?
Can we ease off on all this conversation about deep-throating cupcakes?
Yes, I have a question. I have a question for Bill.
To go black and then have to make a difficult decision regarding whether or not to go back.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I have a question for Bill.
Go ahead.
Are you getting filling back into your legs from having right fit jeans?
You set her up with that line, didn't you?
No.
Space Boy's running line
no.
for her. Give me.
I wish.
About
that's
myself.
Genius.
Angela is genius.
That's brutal.
Thank you.
She has some of the biggest cojones of any girl I know. She's practically bouncing up and down the sidewalk
okay.
on those things.
Right.
Like.
I like the imagery.
Anybody watch South Park here? Oh, last night's episode was the best.
F word.
What happened? What are you talking about, South Park?
I said she has the biggest cojones of anybody I know.
Okay.
She's practically bouncing up and down the sidewalk on them.
Did that occur on South Park or something? Or was
yeah.
that? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's pretty gross. And
it was hilarious.
You're
awesome,
just jealous.
But
one
gross.
Of the
yeah,
best ones.
I got to you know. Say I am. So, it's been a very happy birthday, I think. I'm 28 years old today.
Oh, you're lucky. An old bastard.
I am. I'm an old bastard. I can hardly feel any... I've lost all emotion for anything whatsoever.
That
I'm
was your skinny jeans.
Soulless.
Now you're filled with emotions.
No, I just don't care anymore. I don't care about anything. And ready to go out and with this winning look, pick up a ton of University Heights girls.
You're gonna.
Yeah, I just can't wait.
Yeah. I'm
unless the girls in the chat room right now get down to wherever you're gonna be first.
Yeah, you want to tip them
start
off to
beating
where you're
each
going
other. Somebody's I want him down. Look at his butt.
I tried to tell my friends on Facebook this, and then Angela and Space Boy jumped all over it like raptors.
Oh.
They're like, "Oh, you're going to Hillcrest? Oh, that's hilarious!"
Sorry,
so cute.
It was a legitimate inquiry to get people to come out and hang out for my birthday.
I can't play sound effects if this music is going over.
Exactly.
Oh, is that what it is?
Sorry.
Brilliant.
Well, actually, hold on a second.
No, no, no. That's not how it works. That's not how we work here.
But it could be. You're right.
Anyhow. So, but it's been a good birthday. I feel like this was a good birthday. I feel we could have gone either way. I could have gone rip-roaringly wasted, or we could have done this makeover thing, and I'm still coherent, and I can have a good time, I guess. So I think that's probably for the best, but, you know.
Well, I'm getting wasted.
I am later. I'm going to a bar, and a couple of buddies of mine are hopefully going to be there, and we're going to...
What bar are you going to, Bill?
Oh, I don't know. Some bar near me. I don't know.
Well,
there's...
at least you're not going to go to work tomorrow, so you can get...
I'm going to work tomorrow. Are you kidding me? I work at 8:30 in the morning. I'm going straight in.
You're hot.
Why are you going to get sloshed and go to work?
I'm not going
to
get sloshed. I'm just going to have maybe like a scotch, and I'm good.
He's going to have fun. It's his birthday.
Yeah, it's
you
my
can
birthday.
Do whatever you want.
Darn it.
It's your own national holiday. Why do you have to like be his dad?
Seriously. He's like,
know. You're making bad choices.
Look at me.
Making
you know,
bad choices.
The better choice would be to go to Stingery on a Friday night with my Bobby Brown hat on. What's up?
Okay.
And I'm going to wear white 12 months a year. So
okay. Man, I leave the chat room for 1 second and I just see all the insults that are getting hurled at my way. Oh, my God. Baldzilla says I'm going to be at the Brass Rail one night only.
Whoa.
Well, at least he only said one night. I mean, jeez.
Maybe the post office, that is.
Post office. What the hell do I do, Dan?
Flurries.
What the hell do I do? I wish it was still open. Oh, my God. I'd go there in a heartbeat.
That place is closed?
Yeah. It's
what?
Not, it's not
this,
see, that's how out of the scene I am.
It's not this D-bag bar called The Office that Adia would love. It's like straight out of downtown. It's just.
What the hell?
Does it have a roof? Does it have a VIP section with bottles?
Yes,
service?
It does. It does. It
oh,
does.
Bottle
in the
service?
Old place that Scolari's office was in, it has. I think it has VIP.
I've been to the office. I despise the office. With a
you
want to
hear something really fun, or at least see
I
some
love
some
scotch. Scotch is got scotch.
That's going to be me later on. Nice. But you want to see someone take real pleasure and glee? Just let this man say it. I know you love saying this phrase, Dio. Just go ahead and say it because it just rolls off your tongue. You're in a really good mood.
I've said that enough
today. No. Say. Popping bottles and VIP. I know you love saying it. I know you love saying it.
No.
So hold on. I'm going to do it. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna set it up.
I love lamp.
Oh. Hey, Adio.
No.
Hey, Adio. What are you going to be doing tonight at Stinger 8?
I'm going to have a cocktail and I'm going to dance.
Oh, you are the worst.
No fun at all. Everyone in the chat room, do you want to hear him say
you're
it?
You're the worst.
They all want to hear you say it.
Funny to be doing
they all want to hear you say it because it's funny when you say it and you get such glee.
I've never said it before.
Do it. Mac
you're the worst buzzkill. You're like
you
a
really are.
Blanket.
Well, seriously. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say something else that I might say.
I'm going to have a cocktail.
I'm going to go eat some mac and cheese in a can.
Let's try again. Adia, what are you going to do tonight at Stingery?
I'm not going to do that at Stingery tonight, but come November for my 30th birthday. In Vegas, I will be popping bottles in VIP. In
he loves
it.
Yes, he had the biggest smile on his face when he said
that.
He really loves saying it. It's like it's some sort of an affirmation to him. He's self-affirming.
Is that from a Jay-Z song?
It has to be.
I'm popping bottles in VIP. Save that clip.
It's more of a consent thing, I think. I don't know.
Look at me, I'm black.
Was that Kumi or was that Angela?
I know, it's BFS right here.
I don't know.
I adore you, Angela.
Baldzilla, that's
you
not true. There
are
very
my
much
friends.
Is sex in the champagne room nowadays.
Oh, guys, I just did this. This is like one of my biggest pet peeves. I accidentally on the beer can. I accidentally
took the tab
put
off
the tab and on the beer.
The F tabs.
Mm-hmm. I messes up. I can't drink beer for. Oh wait, I can't curse. I can't drink beer for.
Yeah, as long as you're not dropping the C bomb, we're all good.
Oh, see you next Tuesday.
No one say that ever again.
What?
Want to hear a song?
Dio.
9/11
What's
p.m.
The song?
Give her a kick in the. A kick
Bill.
In the.
Bill. Nine bomb. Okay. Yeah, make sure you write this down so you never forget
PM
it.
9:12 p.m. in 35 seconds.
Yeah, like he's really going to sit us down and have a talking to.
Yeah, I know. We're all in trouble now.
Yeah.
We're all in real big trouble now.
Scared. So scared.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Wow. Oh, I love it.
A-hole.
Oh, what a smack you in your face.
I have to edit this crap for content, okay?
Is that why the podcast from last week still
C-word,
isn't up?
C-word.
It's not up, dude. We don't have podcasts up from last week.
Damn it. That means I need to go back on Podomatic and yell at them.
That means you suck.
No, it was up last week. I don't know what the hell's going on.
That's what she said.
Man, you are one pathetic.
I love this show.
I don't know why that was so funny, but it was.
I love this show.
I'm going to start throwing things.
Can we get him to throw things?
Do it.
Do it.
You can't throw.
I don't.
Adio's going to be like, I don't throw them. I toss them. I lightly chuck them.
I'm popping bottles in VIP.
I don't assault women.
Okay.
Well,
oh,
who said
you're so good.
I said throw it at Space Boy. I don't know what the
again.
Problem is.
I don't assault women.
Oh, Space Boy, stand up
F
to your
word,
oh,
no. The B word and the C word.
Dr. Phil, you know that I watched Dr. Phil the last 2 days, and it was the great fat debate with Kelly Osbourne as the moderator. Freaking hilarious! There is a guy in San Diego who has a gym called the Anti Gym. And their slogan is no chubbies.
The donut shop.
And what he will do is like the way that their gym works is like, you know, he's like, come on, fatty, get to work. Come on, fatty, let's go. And he will send you text every morning that says, hey, fat ass, get out of bed. And
oh my
get-
God.
Yeah.
What the
hell? That's what you pay for.
Yeah.
And this one lady, like, they ask her, they're like, what's your favorite part of this workout? And she's like, when I go home.
Beefcake.
Yeah. I mean, it was so bad that even Jillian Michaels, who's on The Biggest Losers, who's like a hardcore trainer, was hiding her head in shame because he's like,
how could she?
He's like, no chubbies. Where, okay, we don't want you,
where
chubby.
Could she hide that massive cranium?
She has no neck.
She has the biggest head I've ever seen. My, she's like the Henry Rollins of reality TV right now. Wow. Her head is gigantic. You can, I mean, my God, what an enormous head.
But it was hilarious. And then there was this one lady who was like the National Coalition for Advancement of Fat People. And I'm not even kidding. And the whole time she's like, that Jillian Michaels, you're so mean. Nobody should ever go to you. You're just mean.
No, dude,
and Jillian Michaels like, you can go to any trainer you want. Like, there's a bunch of different things. And he's like,
I like how they were suing Jillian Michaels for like alleging that her
cleanse.
Yeah, her cleanse was definitely going to work. F out of here, man.
Definitely kill you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You get what you deserve. But what are you putting in your body? That's insanity.
But after a while, though, it was insane because
the
quote unquote.
Sorry, I just thought I was Sam Kinison in the first
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
I didn't do a gas job.
Like the quote unquote heavy people on the show were sitting there going, well, but it's genetic. I'm this big and I'm totally healthy. Like the whole time, after a while, it was like,
it's called denial.
Shut up! They're like,
rage.
Like one person's like, yeah. It's morally wrong to be fat. That's what these people are telling us. And Dr. Phil's like, no.
It's morally wrong to be fat.
No, it's unhealthy. That's what it is, you fatty.
Yeah, but the no chubbies dude's like, I am intrigued. At the same time, I want to slap that guy in his face.
Yeah, out of Colorado, by the way.
I just hate.
What a shock.
I just hate living in San Diego for this.
All of a sudden.
Because you can't wear white.
For everything.
Adios.
Because finish. Nobody drives right and everybody cries let about the rain and everybody finish. Cries and wears jackets and they don't need any do.
Stop.
The Colorado knock, Adios girlfriend is tuned out incidentally.
Stop it.
Sorry, Chelsea, I love you.
I hate living in San Diego for the simple reason that everyone is so goddamn superficial out here. It pisses me off.
People
who do you hang out with?
In Philadelphia, right?
Listen, I went to San Diego State for 4 years. I saw it happen.
And who do you hang out with? It's a company you keep, man. I don't know what to tell you. You're rolling around
you're
in Pacific
fraternity.
Beach. Hold on. Hold on one second.
Wait.
He's hanging at Pacific Beach bars.
Even when, listen, even when I wasn't at San Diego State, even when I wasn't at Pacific Beach or downtown or wherever, there's this overwhelming feeling
of superficiality.
He sounds
like he's in another
room,
doesn't he?
Shut up. I'm making a point here for once in my life. There is such a feeling of superficiality in this town that what the hell is going on here? What the F?
Make your point. Come on.
Can we save screenshots on YouTube? Because that probably was really, really funny just then.
There's such an opinion.
What's your point?
Superficiality in this town. I hate it.
Whatever.
Okay.
I went to downtown Philadelphia to
hot
clubs.
Thank you.
And there was a bunch of superficial a-holes that hang out down
there. And I'm sorry, have you gone?
Rampant there.
It hell yeah, it does.
It, well, hold on.
Except for all
hold on one second, guys.
It's not
for the
all
cheese
on.
Lovers.
It does not. It here. Is not as rampant on the East Coast as it is here.
Oh no! You went to New York. You don't have a house in the Hamptons. You suck.
If you're hanging out in Manhattan, there's superficiality. There's not in. If you're
you
hanging
just
out
said
in,
East Coast.
If
listen,
you're hanging out at Old
P1 Baldzilla says newsflash. Vanity is rampant nationwide.
Of course, and it's a terrible
look at
epidemic.
Our national magazines and everything.
Look at what sells anymore. It's
you hate. Okay, my thing is though with Adio is he hates so much about San Diego.
Why do you live here,
get
dude?
Get the hell out of my town.
Wait.
Okay, I'm waiting. Come on.
I hate the superficiality. I hate the bad drivers, but that's neither here nor there.
You're a bad driver.
You're tailgating everyone.
You are a bad driver. How can you hate on other people when you are an you tailgate people.
Because I know how to drive.
No, you don't when you tailgate people. Tailgating does not show what a great driver you are. It shows what an asshole you are. And when somebody hits you from behind, you'll be paying the person that you hit in front of you.
There is no I-40 in
okay, look. If you go 30 miles north, you will really know what superficiality is.
Oh, yeah.
In L.A.
Thank
I hate
you.
LA too. I would never live in Los Angeles.
You love Long Beach though. You do.
Long and hard. I'm sorry.
I don't even know.
Wow.
What, the point
what
was
a week, huh?
Yeah.
Earthquakes.
Half of our friends.
I
made Bill look great.
Sunday woke me up. Sunday woke me up.
Earthquake.
That earthquake. I was sound asleep right here. Everything started shaking. I thought I was in the Gravitron for some reason.
Oh, didn't even feel it.
Gravitron.
He was driving. Adio's been here for like 5 years. Still hasn't even felt an earthquake because he was driving on this one.
You'd probably hate that too.
Oh, what were you like? Oh, no, I didn't feel that.
I felt the one this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
You know what I hate about San Diego? Earthquakes.
Yeah, that's not something I hate.
So what did we learn this week? This week we learned that Bill actually has a nice ass if he wears the right pair of jeans. Adio, for some reason, is obsessed with this whole Labor Day after white after Labor Day thing.
I'm not obsessed with it. I just don't get the point.
Angela is pretty much the girl with the biggest cojones in America.
You're welcome.
And thank you.
Jerk. And a fabulous guest on the show tonight.
Spaceboy is mad at us because we won't eat his Oreos.
Damn it.
I still got Italy stories.
Yeah,
those aren't going away.
All right. Hold on. I want to hear one of them. I want to hear one of them.
Oh, no.
We want to hear. Come on. Spaceboy.
Do it.
Come on. I want to hear. I haven't heard.
Come on. One. Come on. Just give us a little taste.
Come on, BFF.
Give us a little taste of Italy for next week. Come on.
Give me a city. What city?
Tuscany.
One that I was actually in.
Milan.
Well, I didn't go to Milan. That's the only city we didn't go to.
Venice.
Turin.
Did Venice smell like a sewer?
It did not smell like a sewer.
Awesome.
It was very clean.
Florence.
And the water was clean, too.
I want to hear about their food and spaghetti.
The food was overpriced. It was horrible. I was very disappointed.
I heard $50 for a bowl of spaghetti. Is that true?
Yeah, sure.
That's crazy. Wow. Well, so that was like 6 million lira?
It's all euros now.
Oh, they're all in euros now. Yeah. Darn it. That was. There's a joke that'll never die in my heart.
Did you go see the dead bodies in Pompeii?
We saw two.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Petrified bodies. Yeah. And we also learned this week that we keep ignoring Spaceway's Italy stories.
Yeah.
See, because you didn't want us to talk about it. We'll get into all that later. So next week, it looks like we're having more makeovers.
No, Quimby is getting made over next week.
Me and Bill are going shopping together.
We're going shopping. Rena is going to hang out and help out with
Rena!
The look. And we're going to make this happen. We're going to make Quimby into. We're going to figure. We have to talk about this tonight. Where we're going to go with it. But we're going to make sure that we have Quimby carrying some cred for her.
I'll make sure to read
it. It's your music week next week, so I have to advise you.
No, it's Adio's Music Week.
Damn it.
I'll make sure to read up on all my Jack Kerouac just to make sure I'm in the zone.
I love where, you make fun of Adio for being.
It's okay. I actually read a lot of Jack Kerouac in Allegansburg, so what else? That book, Junkie, the bomb.
Aww. Why do we have to go there? Did anyone else want to say anything, or?
Next week, I'll be made into Lady Gaga.
Yes! Do it!
Well, you have a penis, so you're already heading.
I'm already halfway there. Everyone, thanks for listening in the chat room tonight at deadaironkcr.com.
I love you.
And I'll try to wear looser jeans next week. I'll try to wear looser jeans next week.
Thank you.
For the show.
And you're welcome.
Even though I don't own a pair, technically. And I'm going to go get probably slightly drunk.
Do it.
Because it's my birthday and I don't care anymore. I couldn't give two sorry shits about what else thinks. I'm going to do it. It's going to be a good time.
Okay. I just want to say one last thing.
Go ahead.
Noobs has boobs. Thank you.
Wow.
You can find gold like that every week. In the iTunes store, search Dead Air on KCR and listen to what you may have missed or revisit this show and all of our shows. We are on deadaironkcr.com. And you guys watch video clips of this on Ustream at the link you're at right now. Until next week, this has been Dead Air. Angela, thanks again. Spaceboy, Adio, Quimby, thank you. I'm Bill. We thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week, everyone. Have a good night.
After show.